Big bombs of bullshit. Bombs of
if you don't like an album, like if you don't like somebody's album, that you
the opposite. Complete anti-fresh.
BBOB.
The complete opposite of fresh on the Downey rating.
Oh man,
is BBOB. Toilet paper.
All right.
Look at me now. I'm toilet paper.
So I guess we starting. Yep.
Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, it's been going. It's whatever. We faded.
We always fade.
That's right.
It's going. Week
welcome.
7.
Welcome.
Yo.
Welcome.
All right.
Well, good.
Where were you on that one?
He didn't know. Okay, he didn't know.
Background noise,
making noise. Jason here.
Bad joke.
And Jason,
along with special guests. One very special guest. We're glad to have him. Mally.
And a lyrical. Oh yeah.
I'm just like. The sprinkles, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that big a deal.
You're not the donut.
I'm not the donut. You are the donut.
Mally is here, though.
Mally.
Hey, what's thanks for coming in.
And the jizz on it. That's right, I'm bringing it back. Bringing it back, Snoop.
Oh, man. Mally's here, but we also got Anna Lyrical here.
Yeah, what's
from
good?
Within the family, but Mally, this is, we call this the Mally cast. Because yeah. This is the Mally cast.
All about
right
Mally
now.
Today.
Mally cast featuring A&A.
Okay. Jasonsbasement.net is where we live. We are in the basement. The drinks are in.
Yeah.
The podcast is officially
cheers,
started.
Cheers, right.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining.
There
thanks for
go.
Joining.
There we go.
Well, first off, let's. Everybody got shows coming up, so let's talk a little bit about shows. Local, whatever's going down.
Mally, what you got going on?
I just had a show with Guilty Simpson and Muji Messiah May 7th. That was last weekend. That is not really relevent, but
hey, dude, Guilty Simpson.
Hey, it's relevant to me.
It's relevant
to me, brother.
I thought I would bring that up, you know, just to toot my horn a little bit. But the biggest show I would say probably of my career up to date. One of the biggest shows I think that happens in the Twin Cities. Or more so Minnesota, I should say, that I'll be performing in probably the biggest one of my career up to date will be Sound Set May 29th. I'll be performing in
he's all
show.
Humble. He's like, it's kind of big. It's like big thing. You playing at Sound Set. Just
Sound
say
Set's
it.
Like 30,000
deep. Trying to sound awesome. Humble on this.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to be
and
humble.
We'll be there, man. Yeah, we'll be there. We got
be,
your
you
back.
You can't be cool and be like, yo, man, guess what? Y'all ain't going to believe this. You know
dude,
what
hey, who, so who's playing at Sound Set besides yourself?
We got a cat named Macklemore, Adon.
Macklemore, I know that cat.
Yeah. Rocky Diamonds. He'll be there.
What is he rapping about?
You know, he
if conscious
he,
rapper?
No, nah, not really. I mean,
what name like Rocky Diamonds?
He's from, I think I saw like
he gotta be for the people.
I think I saw the City Pages article about you, him, and Duende.
Duende
is a homie. Shouts to Duende.
Duende is playing too. Now Rocky Diamonds, if you've ever heard any of Big Sean's music, he's from Detroit. He kind of, if you ever check Big Sean, like he kind of has a style similar to his.
But
in my opinion,
he's from here. Rocky Diamonds from like Northeast, right? Or like is he from Minneapolis? Yeah. Okay.
He's from here.
He's
from here. That's who he reminds me of or whatever. He kind of has a style similar to him, vocal inflection, style, and everything. You know what I mean? Not saying that he's, like, copying.
Yeah, not saying that.
But, you know, he has a similar style to do.
Similar style.
Very similar.
But then Duende's playing. Brother Ali will be there. Doomtree as a whole crew will be playing this year.
Big Boy will be there.
That's
going to be wild.
I can't lie. That's one of the main reasons
I have a feeling that he's going to suck live too.
You think
Slaughterhouse is ill?
He's pretty dope.
Is he?
Yeah,
I haven't seen him.
I've never seen Big Boy live,
but I got a feeling he's going to be so high that he may not move.
I hope he does a good job.
I hope he does too. I'm a huge fan.
Especially because
De La Soul. Yeah, for sure.
I really like.
Did you say De La Soul?
De La Soul's going to be
there too.
I love De La Soul.
So Mally playing Sound Set. May 29th, Labor Day weekend.
You're going to be on the Fifth Element stage?
Yeah.
With Carnage hosting that shit.
Carnage, I think Toki Wright and Kevin Beecham, I think they might be interchangeably hosting. Wow. Mainly Carnage.
The celebs will be out, people. Get the sound set. Get the sound set.
Good job. Good job.
May you prosper,
big time, Mally.
Thank you.
Super awesome.
Yeah,
we're very proud of you.
So I'm looking forward to it, man.
And if you ever need a motherfucker to weed out the ugly bitches,
Send them to you? Oh,
no, I'll be right there. You can go in. You bust and stay back.
I don't want to.
I'm just enough to drop the BBOB.
Big bombs of bullshit. Hey, baby, you a big old bomb of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Where's TKD? Take it to the back.
To the back.
TKD, get these.
I don't want to steal any of Miley's shine, but there is a little birdie chirping that there may be a background noise crew merch tent at Soundset. Nice. So be on the look for that.
Sweet. Yeah, we need it.
Yeah,
we need it.
Yeah, buy some shit.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. So hopefully, Egypto and Tiki D can come through with that. So we can.
Where else you playing? You playing anywhere else?
Got a shitload of CDs in here. Y'all better sell them.
I know.
We need it.
Hey, mine.
We need
my CDs.
We need it.
We need it.
BackgroundNoiseCrew.com.
You know what's gonna happen?
JasonsBasement.net.
And I also have a table there too, man. I look forward to that.
Yeah,
it'll be awesome.
Just got off the phone with the dude.
Come to Mally's table.
Go to Background Noise.
Exactly. Go to both our tables and buy all our shit and support us.
Buy everybody's shit.
Mm-hmm. Actually, pretty much. If you have the money, if you have the money, we already know how expensive
niggas
it is.
Broke these days.
T-shirts, CDs, buttons, stickers, posters.
Word up.
I have the whole nine. So.
Word up.
Nice. You playing big games? You playing anything else after that? Before?
I'll probably.
That's the big one.
Mainly, that's the main one. And then on the 10th, Culture Cry Wolf has like a fundraiser for their next EP. Like they have a show, so all the money they make, they'll take the proceeds to like fund into their next project. Which is kind of interesting, you know, because usually you think, you know, why don't y'all just get, you know, put your own money together, not off of a show.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'll definitely play with them. I like those guys. Mainly, I know Botsy mainly personally.
Yeah, that dude's a homie.
Yeah, he's cool, folks. So I'll be in that show with, I think the Tribe and Big Cast are playing that show too. They're good people of mine too. And also,
shouts to Chris Hooks.
Yeah, Chris is good people. Spence, Pete. Another thing that's actually coming up too is the Renaissance. One of the songs that will probably feature tonight on the Mally Cast.
The Mally Cast.
The song called The Renaissance has a music video coming out the same week as Sound.
Hell yeah.
And for the people that don't know, if they're hearing this for the first time, hearing you for the first time, what is the Mally Cast?
The Mally Cast is pretty much, we're going to be playing, I guess, all joints by me, or the songs that we do play will be songs of mine, I'm assuming, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I should have prefaced. We don't play songs on the podcast.
Oh.
We just talk.
Okay, yeah, that's what we do.
So we're going to be debating Mally's album, not album, his free album. Oh.
Well, let's move right in to the.
Well, we're doing more shows.
Oh no, let's shows. Let's get some okay.
If you have shows,
oh,
okay.
Shit, you know
what? It's big bombs and bulls.
I ain't working.
Shit, I'm working,
bro.
Nah, man. You know, tonight I'm not. It's not officially my show, but the homie Status Reign and the homie.
This won't be up till tomorrow.
I know.
So this will be old news.
Well, he mentioned the day.
I know. So
you know
what I'm saying?
No. You know, 7th Street Entry, Status Reign from our crew Background Noise is playing at 7th Street Entry, which is awesome, with Mercy's May, Out of Bounds. The show, JQ, Breakneck the Mage, and Literati, which is Caesars from Out of Bounds.
And Mercy.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many rappers, it's crazy. But I know.
Smorgasbord.
I know.
Right.
Mainly, but this weekend, I'm going to be very busy. You know, I'm going to be out in Wisco, hitting the Wisco crowds. And I got to say, man, every time I've gone to Wisconsin, it's been an insane amount of love. And it's been really good. It gets better every time we go back. So go to Wisconsin and rap. But nice. We're playing in Chippewa Falls, which is right next to Eau Claire. It's about 15 minutes away from Eau Claire off of 94. Chippewa Falls at the Tomahawk Room. It's me, Carnage, Breakneck the Mage, and Mr. Pizzy from Frozen Tundra. If you haven't heard of Mr. Pizzy, he's dope. Check him out. He's one of the homies. And obviously, you know about Carnage and Breakneck. so that's happening on Friday 13th. Tomahawk Room, Chippewa Falls. Get there, please. Last time was tremendous. Yeah, we want to make it even better.
Wood. I was making fun of some wild shit.
And then the next night.
No, I said Knock Some Wood.
Next night, House of Rock.
I know, right? Damn it, Tone.
Carnage apparently still is doing CD release parties, even though his album came out like. What, two, three months ago? But no, it's all good. I love Carnage. But he's playing House of Rock C release party officially in Eau Claire at the House of Rock with TYB, Breakneck the Mage, and I apologize. I do not remember the other person that is performing, so my apologies. But I will be also doing a little set the House of Rock, kind of a split set with Breakneck the Mage at the House of Rock show with Carnage. So I'll be doing that thing too.
Cool.
All right.
So I'll be in Wisconsin for a few days this weekend. Kicking shit. All
right.
Good.
So,
And then Yen. Yeah. One more, sorry. Next week, is at Honey, the Honey Pot, is next Thursday, so a week from today, the 19th. Okay. Me, Relium Prime, Mercy's Mate, TQD, Max Spills. It's gonna be nice. Gonna be a real fresh show. So,
all right, dope.
That's at Honey in Minneapolis. $5, 21 plus. Okay. Get your groove on.
Nice. Kill it.
Man, you a promoting motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
I mean,
right. That was like 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. We need to tighten you up. We need to tighten you up. Well, talk about cancer. I got distracted.
My goodness.
Don't blame it on him.
Blame it on the Jeremiah.
Blame it on you.
Blame it on the Jeremiah.
Blame it on you, Mr. Cancer. All right,
check it out. Check it out. Now, everybody heard about this shit that's coming out now with Common and the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about that shit?
What happened? I smite it.
Yeah.
Hold it.
You already know.
I saw Talib Kweli's Twitter too. Like, people were trying to talk trash about Common.
No, what it is, Michelle Obama invited Common to the White House for a poetry art kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the cops in New Jersey got mad and want to protest that he's going there because he did some song about somebody, Shakira. It was like Tupac's aunt.
Okay.
Like, was convicted of shooting a cop or something. Yeah. Like, not.
Probably either Matulu
and fled. Now she's like fugitive.
It was probably either Matulu or Asada Shakur. I
think. Asada.
Yeah.
Asada Shakur.
Because they were all in the Black Panther Party and shit.
Yeah,
man.
So she's like fugitive in Cuba or some shit like that. And now they all up in arms about Common. I was like, man, do they even know who Common is? Yeah. That's nigga light.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
He's nigga light.
Right. He's
positive and love.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah. Baby, let me put some lotion on your back.
Right.
What's that video where he's got the signs to the deaf girl?
Yeah.
What's that video where he got the signs
close to me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
is that,
that
off Electric Circus, I want to say?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The most positive.
That Electric Circus
Earth.
Was an that interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay,
like
we can
bad.
Say whack. It's not that. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to say whack because I own it. And I listen to it.
You'll never own whack albums?
No, what I'm saying is I own it and I don't regret the purchase, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Tone Crusher and I, and I will say this, Tone Crusher and I, we reviewed Jim Jones' last album. Nobody bought that and everyone's happy. You know what I'm saying? If I bought that, I would regret
my purchase. How did you acquire it?
Don't
it doesn't matter.
That, don't worry.
I streamed it. I streamed it off as MySpace constantly.
How...
I constantly streamed it off as MySpace.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
so
the Common album,
we didn't
Electric
get it
Circus,
illegally.
I own it and I don't regret the I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I will listen to it occasionally. I mean, it's totally different, man. You can't expect someone to come out with a whole
same shit that
new style and not have people not like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he really pushed
it. It's
kind
of what happens when you push your envelope. You're going to make new friends, but fans, but trust me, you're gonna lose just as many as
or
you make.
Or upset him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whatever, you know. But you know, I mean, he tried something, and then he went back to what he did.
So he went
know?
To the White House, and they didn't like it.
Yeah. So motherfuckers is all up in arms about it. You know what I mean? So I was like, I listen to a lot of talk radio, man, like that. So I try to get away from music from time to time. So I get in and see what's going on in the world, and I listen to that shit. And I was like, Common.
Yeah.
They mad about Common?
Yeah.
Right.
Eazy-E was up in the White House in the 90s.
Right, I can see if they had.
They would be, that, I mean, you know, that's like crazy red flags.
Like, who do you think, if even I would object, if Lil Wayne was up in the White House?
Right.
It was like, come on.
Now, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that don't make sense at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just wanted to bring that shit up, because I was like, see if y'all heard about that shit, but this is wild, man.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway, all right, so let's go into the album review, right?
Album review. And right. Actually, it is an official, like, an official release now, kind of.
It is now, yeah.
I mean, Mally brought over a little artwork and the whole shebang here.
Yeah, it looks nice.
So those that don't know, Mally's been releasing free on the 15th now. What is this, 7th
For free?
One? 7.
You say he don't even need the money.
Yeah, we have 7. We dropped 7 songs, and the way it worked was back in August of 2010, I met the Sundance Kid, and we were like, he heard some of my stuff and really liked it. And he was like, yeah, I'll send you a couple things and see what you think. Then there was one that really stood out, and it was the first one we did called Lights Off.
Ooh, like I want to talk about that one.
Yeah,
for
when
sure.
When I first heard the beat, like the hook came to me like all of a sudden, like it just hit me. I don't know where it came from, but it just stood out, and rolled with it there. And then after we put it together, I was like, well, why don't we just do this every month? And then we dropped the song on the 15th, and then it was like, well, shit, why don't we drop every song on the 15th of every month, or try to stick to that MO and that.
Yeah.
And then, like, just, I was typing up a press email, and at first it didn't have a title. At first it was just like, new song, Mally, Sundance Kid, check it out. Yeah. And then, like, when I was, like, putting together the first one for, or the second one for the second song, it was like, damn. I was thinking of, like, trying to come up with a title that was kind of catchy. And I was like, well, Free on the 15th, like, because it's a free song. It's on the 15th every month.
You got the two L's.
And it, yep. Yeah. And it stuck with it. It stuck.
Just goes with it, man.
And it stuck really well. And people, like, that's something that I think people are really, like, they it's something that they'll remember me for, like, for 2011. If not anything, you know, the stuff that we've done together into 2010, but 2011, you know, I want it to be a year that's ours, almost. Like, if you can think a year in music, like, at least from a local standpoint, a lot of people, I hear from other people, like, a lot of people bring you up a lot now, like, you know, your shit's all over the current, you know, KMOJ plays your stuff, you know, Slug shouted me out in the current, like, a lot of people have been embracing the shit that I have going on right now, and yeah, so it just happened, and it's been snowballing ever since, you know, September of 2010. So
yeah,
I'm happy about it. So
No doubt.
Something I kind of been wanting. I haven't told too many people, but an idea that I was having was, like, for the album to drop on the anniversary of Lights Off, like the album that we actually do.
The anniversary on of Lights Free on Off. The 15th. So,
like, if we drop it, I wanted to drop on, like, maybe September 15th, if we could somehow find a way to do that.
That'd be awesome.
You know? Yeah, good idea, man.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I saw that, and I was like, Free on the 15th, and a lot of people don't understand the work that goes into putting out a song.
Right, right.
And, you know, that shit is harder than you think it is.
I did, right. You know? I did, right, for right. 1 year on the Background Noise Crew website, I did Fingers Presents This Month in Sound.
Yeah.
And the only reason I could keep it afloat is because I had a catalog of some stuff that I could put out if I didn't make the deadline. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I had some stuff kind of stockpiled that was like, okay, I'll put that out because I'm not done with this.
Right.
And it's not ready because it takes, especially when you're working a job, you're still working a job right now. Yeah. So it's like, and Sundance Kid, he's got a job, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he does actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's hard to find, you know, because it takes you 10, 15 hours to melt down 4 minutes of song. Like,
that's
seriously.
That's what I'm saying. Especially when you got, you know, you're in a hot tub with some bitches and some champagne.
Pop.
You know what I mean? How you going to find time to record a song? You got to go to work, come home, hop in the hot tub.
The late nights.
Get that snap on.
A lot of late nights.
Get that snap on.
A lot of late nights and hard time. But we work, you know, and I'm a pretty fast worker. And if I'm motivated, you know, shit just comes out. So,
that's dope. Let's dive right into the tracks. I'm going to start off on the Bad Foot. I don't like 7 Days.
Okay.
But I love everything else. And it's not even that I don't like 7 Days, because I got it on the podcast, or I got it on the iPod, and I just let it go. Mm-hmm. And I never skip it. But that's the song I don't get excited for when it does come on.
Gotcha.
But everything else is just freaking... that Lights Off jam. And actually, the Once Were Kings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That beat... Your rhymes, that thing just kills me over and over and over again. I love that dark sounding.
I'm going to go one step further.
What?
I will say, outside of my crew and me, you are now one of my favorites.
Dude, I've been saying it.
And that's something, man.
I believe
that's
you.
That's something, man. I think in the history of the podcast, I think Tone Crusher's only called out, like, Trauma and, like, maybe two other rappers that weren't directly related with Background Noise Crew.
Yeah, I don't let everybody hustle their shit up, you know what I mean?
I ain't joking, but if y'all seen Ask Analytical episode 3, I want to say, Mally's one of the three my favorites in the Twin Cities right now.
Mally, you're killing it, dude.
You saw that. You saw that.
And the Sundance Kid, I've never heard of the kid, but God, it's good, man. Mm-hmm. That production is...
Nice. Sundance Kid, what is he out of?
It's super
again?
Nice.
He's originally from Rochester, Minnesota, but he lives in Minneapolis right now.
Rochester.
I thought he lived like somewhere else for a minute. No,
But yeah, so that Once Were Kings, that's like my tailor made. It's got I love the little vocal sample from, I don't know what it's from.
There Will Be Blood at the beginning.
Oh, okay, yep. Mm-hmm. Little vocal sample, and then that dark ass piano, and then that boom, chink. That beat is just that riding beat.
Thank
you. Oh, man.
I remember at the...
I know it's hard, you know, I don't know if you like me, hard to take a motherfucking compliment and shit like that. So, you know,
At that idea
You helped me back that up. I liked it, man.
I'm sorry, man.
I enjoyed
it. I apologize.
I was out of my mind. Like, that was a crazy night, you know, with the idea, and everyone in the house that night was nuts.
I mean, to put a bookend on it, and it's not just because... It's not because you're in the room, because anybody out there listening, jasonsbasementbnc@gmail.com, you email us your album, and you want to come on, we will talk about it. And if I don't like it, Tone Crusher and I will look at you in the face, and we will both tell you that we don't like it.
No,
not only that, I'll YouTube me pissing on your album.
Ain't no BBOB with the honest review.
I'm just that legitimately honest. Mally, this is like, it's so quality. It's beyond. It's five Downy sheets, like, for sure. Five Downy sheets.
I think we all agree on that.
It was good. Thanks.
The production on
point. It ain't because
point,
I know you. Production I don't even like you, but point. I like your album.
And what I also like too is you gave it out free every month, and each song kind of has a little art piece that kind of goes with it.
Yeah, I thought that was dope.
It
just really ties
it. What was the one with the drums on the cover? Which one was that?
That was 7 Days.
That one was sick.
The thing that I wanted to do was I was like, man, if every song was kind of like its own album almost, like, I wanted every song to be as different or separate or one of one for each song. Because, you know, when some people drop music, it's like, I feel like they came out with this last time or all their stuff sounds the same.
Yep.
And they're just kind of rapping about rap, or they're just maybe getting too emotional talking about depression or talking about girls too much, like, or I want every song, because I feel like all his production is so across the board and versatile,
so eclectic.
Exactly. So I wanted every song to be different, so I was like, for every song we should have, you know, consistent font with the artwork, but every artwork piece or picture that we use be very different.
Yeah, I mean, it pulled off super nice, man. You got Cloud Culture, which is like a little lighter, and it doesn't feel real heavy. But then, like I said, there's a Once We're Kings is dark, and then Lights Off is kind of like this weird hybrid of like possibly like a club banger, but like an anthem, but definitely not a club banger. Like, right, I don't know. Maybe it's the instrumentation with that synth.
Well, and that
synthesizers.
You know what I'm saying?
And like even the pattern is almost like if you replace some of the kicks and snares with like the snaps and shit, like I can almost hear like name insert blank rapper of the moment kind of club track, but it's definitely not a club track. So it's just really nice stuff. Like,
Thank you.
It hit me just nice.
Yeah,
it's a good fusion.
It's one of the first things that we're gonna review on Jason's Basement
like
podcast that I'll actually
giving out bee stings. What do you say, something?
Yeah, man. You mean going with Jim Jones and the Mally? I mean, it's just like
we really.
It's like,
hey, we reviewed some
it's
other
like
stuff.
Ali, Muhammad.
We reviewed some good shit.
Yeah, we reviewed some
we
good
like?
Stuff.
Did we like something?
I like the Kills.
Yeah, we like that.
The Kills
they,
is dope.
They played a sold out show the other week too.
I was there.
I didn't go to that.
I was there.
I've never heard of them until like.
Yeah, you loved them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I wanted to see.
I met them. I stayed after I met them.
Black Keys, but I missed them.
Ooh, the Black Keys. We were talking about
Black Keys
last time you were over here.
I saw Black Keys at First Ave last year. That was humble.
I
still haven't heard that one album you was telling me.
I'm going to the Black Keys at Summerfest in Wisconsin.
Black Keys and something else.
Have you guys seen the Black Keys live?
Black Keys whatever.
I mean, it's just
Black Keys and Dead Weather.
It's the drummer and the guitarist, but it's...
Oh, the Brothers of Chico Dusty. Have you heard this mashup?
No.
This guy, Wicket the Instigator, I think he's from Nashville, slammed up Brothers, the Black Keys album, with the son of Chico Dusty, and called
the
it the Brothers of Chico Dusty.
Mm-hmm. Big Boy and Black Keys together.
Big Boys, dude, it's so good.
Oh, man. It's one of the best mashups I've ever heard.
Yeah, won't you go ahead and let me listen to that?
You can get it on
like,
Bandcamp.
I don't want to hear that shit.
For free?
The mashup?
The whole thing?
The mashup?
The whole thing?
Yeah, man. That's how I got it off of Bandcamp.
For free?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we said it already? What can we get first and 15th?
Yeah, go ahead, pimp it up.
If you want to put that out there where people can purchase that.
Let me see this real quick. So I read the exact, because I don't know his information by heart. You can get it from, if you follow me on twitter.com/Mally, I usually resend the links out every so once in a while. Mally.bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp's huge now.
SundanceTheKid.tumblr.com. You can find them there, or you can just, you know, happen to hit me up via email.
Anywhere like in stores locally or anything like that?
These are
all. No, because it's new, man.
Oh, it's brand new.
These are just all via me just handing them out to people right now.
So hey, man.
It's all like face to face, personal, handout. But there'll be a sound set with a brand new cover. Updated information, another song added to the track list, and yeah. So
you gonna Google, get that in stores Google. Though?
Google I don't know because like it doesn't have a barcode. No.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have a barcode. So if anything, I'd be like, whoever, if somebody spends, you know, $10-$15 or more, they get one of these for free. Yeah. You know, and usually that people like free shit anyway.
Well, so. Yeah. The thing I like about Bandcamp is like I've been selling my album for three. You can set your price on Bandcamp. Yeah. So I've been selling my album. I did the March Madness thing where I was like, I'll sell it for $3 or name your like three or above whatever you want to pay. Right. And I loved what was it? Coldplay. Radiohead.
Yeah.
That did like the name and price
Rainbow,
thing.
That was dope. Yeah. I paid $0.
Yeah. No, that's such a good idea. Like, that's such a good idea, though.
Hey, how
I
do
paid
you,
$0.
How you gonna make money?
Free?
Somebody will support that.
Zero.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you probably feel kind of weird giving these songs out for like a year and then all of a sudden charging people like, oh yeah, now you gotta pay like $9 for it.
They had their shot.
At Soundset, we'll have 1,000. We'll probably charge something really low, like $5 or some shit.
Yeah,
like
that. You'll move a ton, man.
They had their chance to get it free.
But yeah, we'll definitely, I'll probably be half and half. But my plan, God willing, is to like at least get rid of like 700 or 800 of the motherfuckers and go home with hardly any of them left.
Mm-hmm. At Soundset? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That won't be hard at all, dude. No, those kids come in on buses, support, man, and they're just looking. They're just looking. They're hungry.
And it's hard to find motherfucking support nowadays, man.
Yep.
I've been doing the download card thing, and that's been like super dope.
Fush out. So, Mally's free on the 15th. Jason's Basement approved.
Approved.
Approved. Five. And, it's a five.
Five Downy.
No, there's the sound.
Five Downy sheets. That's the highest rate you can get.
Yep, five Downy sheets. It might be the first five Downy sheet.
It is the first.
It's the first five Downy sheet.
Hopefully not the last.
And it's the first double five Downy sheets.
Yeah, triple.
It was dope, man.
Five Downy sheets.
So 15 Downy sheets.
I don't want to break your heart, Analytical.
I know.
But it's right Jason's now, Basement, the podcast.
Shit. So you don't count then.
Oh, but, so Jason, but, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so my opinion just doesn't matter.
No, your opinion matters.
Your name is Stanley. He got the Stanley face on.
Your name is Stanley.
He got the Stanley face.
Oh, man.
Yeah, normally we don't agree. I mean, I don't know. I'll say this. I haven't really been feeling a lot of hip-hop lately.
You and me both.
Straight up.
In the same boat.
Yeah, so, but I listened to your shit. I was like, all right, dope. And I played it again. I gave you three rides around this morning. I usually don't listen to one hip-hop album all the way through, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Listened to it three times all the way through, and I was like, all right. I heard them before, and I just went back and refreshed it. I listened to it because I need to talk about it again this morning. I was like, man, I have like kind of been sleeping a little bit on Mally lately.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You know, so, yeah. So, anybody listening to this shit, go out, support, you know, get it, Mally.
Mally. Not Mally. I was going to say Mally.
I always say Mally, but I know I say two. Mally. I call you Amy.
And maybe
you can call me whatever you want. You know,
sometime in Neverwary, maybe Fingers will release Mally the Passion remix. Because people don't know, but I got Mally's entire pre-recorded The Passion. He put out the Passion a while ago. Yeah, I got all of them, Mom. Yeah, so you better watch. You better watch what you say about me.
Man,
he gonna mash that shit up with the Indigo Girls.
The Indigo Girls.
Oh man,
see that's how far I go back.
Yeah,
that shit's funny.
For right, some reason, I thought Zombie, but that's a Cranberry.
Free on the 15th. Hit up Mally, man. It's Zombie. Great. It's great stuff.
Yeah, that's Cranberry.
So what joints are going to play first, man? All Out? We can go from end to beginning. From the latest track to the
I don't know if we can play.
Yeah, we don't know what we play.
We don't even play them, man.
We don't play music.
Oh,
no.
That's cool.
We promote.
We promote.
Thank you. Well, that's
we
good
promote.
I don't know how I was going to go promote.
Yeah, I was telling him earlier we should play them, but I don't know. Is that
we like to keep the podcast like at least under 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah, I suppose
we play. The thing is, what we do normally play music, but we play instrumentals while we're talking.
Hey, play the songs underneath.
Yeah, you know, but I don't like them when they got talking in them, because then
talking is battles. Conversations
that makes sense.
Going.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
We can still talk. If you got time, you can send me instrumentals and I'll put them underneath it.
Okay.
But either way, no. Yeah, we'll in the show notes there'll be links to Mally's Facebook, his Bandcamp, and Sundance Kids Tumblr, all that stuff. I'll put it in the show notes.
Nice.
So yeah, hit it up. Hit it up.
Yeah, that works. But in addition to Free on the 15th, we do have an album coming out that I was like I was referencing earlier. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna work? Is it just with the Sundance Kid?
Yeah, cool. It'll be just like one of those.
Okay.
Like
how Thank you Midas. For picking a producer. Mm-hmm. And just kind of sticking with it.
Mm-hmm.
A man.
I enjoyed it anyways, man. It, for me, it builds a relationship, builds a rapport. Mm-hmm. And I don't really I don't work with too many people anyways from a production standpoint. I mean, I have maybe like, let's see, Midas, Reem, Sundance, and then maybe like four other people. So I really have like maybe like 7 to 8.
That's all you need, man. Really you get too many fucking hands in the pot, motherfuckers get to tripping, man.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, yeah, that's shit. All the only thing about my album First Day was just like I had 8 producers on it, but no more. Like
I'm you're an exception because
always 2.
You're an exception because almost every beat you picked is in similar vein.
Yeah, you're
like
right.
it's they're made by different people, but they had similar ideas going into it.
Yeah.
It's like I hate it when dudes like. It happens in the mainstream all the time. They got their club song, and they get Timberland to do their that Euro club song, and then they got their like swagger song, and they get like Swiss man. Beats to do it. And, like,
that's all it is, man. Yeah. Don't fucking know. I'm gonna go to him, and him, and then the rest to be my team. I got four right. big that's, names, that's and the rest to be my shit.
That shit is all formulaic, and to me, that's kind of corny.
Well, yeah. if you think about it, a lot, especially a lot of like the bigger local acts around here, they don't have tons of producers, you know, like. Mm-hmm. Sims' whole album is Laserbeak.
Hey, Laserbeak is nice, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, brother, is nice. You know, I mean, like, whatever, enough. You know, yeah. Say what you want to say, but they stick to what's
what would works. It would be interesting. I mean, look back at classic hip-hop. Look back at albums that you are like, that's the jam. How many producers are on it?
Maybe one or two, I think.
Well, what was on Ready to Die? Primo. Like, Large Professor and, like...
Primo did some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but basically, Very those were the two main ones. Yeah,
but it was written, it was a totally different story.
And then Documentary by Game was all Dre. Mm-hmm. And, you know...
And it was a hit.
Other great albums.
Yeah. But that nigga dropped, like, 80 names in one song.
Right. And they all meant something different. The like, Game with Dr. Dre and Eazy-E.
You know, or like Gangstar, obviously,
it was a lot of Primo. No, it's like, wait a minute, you can't go.
So I guess I'm just saying the track record is consistency with one, if not two, maybe three producers.
Or Buckshot and Ninth Wonder.
Yeah, yep, for sure. Yeah.
Little Brother was kind of
Little
like
Brother, and even like Merce, like Merce and Ninth Wonder had some great albums in there too. So
yeah.
You write better songs when you know the person you're writing them with, and you build that. Relationship.
Sound is similar and symmetrical in sound too.
Well, look no further than me and you, homie. Like you know, what I'm saying. We're making this album right now, Troubadours.
Hey, what's status? Think about it.
Terrible. What about Kesha?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Is that a headphones. Sound effect? Was that a sound effect? I can't.
We got stat on tape saying that he likes Kesha.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we play it all the time,
really?
Yeah. Just to fuck with him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all running joke.
So he can't. So fuck he can't hide status. It.
Let's get it to.
Oh, let's get into some. Oh, I got a theme song this week. Oh, like it or smite it. Here we go.
I know, like, what's the joke? What's so funny?
Yeah.
What happened?
That's the debut of the Like It or Smite It theme song.
All right. See, we're moving up. Little by little, we got Zap that button, motherfucker.
You can't peek at the likes or smites.
That's not what happened. I ain't got the words.
Oh my gosh, God.
I don't have the words.
You are a guest in this podcast. You need to respect.
Respect my shit.
Respect.
My authority.
In this podcast.
Respect my
authority. I give you rides home after John Wayne and the Paint.
But what that got to do with this?
Show me love.
I got to do with this.
Oh my gosh. All right. Tone Crusher, you going first?
Me first?
Yep, go ahead.
All right. Like it or smite it? Porno.
Smite it. I'm bullshitting. Like it.
Yeah, you like it. You just like that hell out of it.
Like it. Like it.
Just off to the.
Let me. All right. Let me say this. Used to like it.
Oh.
Okay.
Now I'm starting to smite it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had an old lady for a long time. Porno's a lie, man.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Shit is a motherfucking lie.
Are we able to give our own opinions on?
Oh it yeah, that's how we chime
you
in.
Go ahead and say what you gotta say.
That shit is a lie, man. Ain't no girl taking it from you know the ass to the mouth and vice versa, back and forth. Ain't no girl doing none of that.
Yeah. No,
the thing that's interesting about porno is that I've learned or like heard from other people's like they've seen documentaries on porn like on pornos and like even the girls.
Yeah, I saw that shit on HBO. Themselves. That was some wild shit.
They tell themselves like. You know, like, I've seen people give, like, testimonies about, like, you have to stay hard. Like, if you're a dude, like, you have to stay hard. Like, even if you come early, like, they cut the scene and, like, you have to, like, stay
get up, your
like,
shit back together. Yeah,
you have to stay that way. And then, like, they've had stories of, like, they tell you, like, don't eat before a scene or anything because, yeah, like, you might take a up the ass scene and, like, accidents happen, dude. Like,
doo-doo.
Yeah, like, bad shit happens. Like, it's not...
No.
Bad shit.
Yo, but them girls are professionals. They want to go anal because they do the ass flush. Yeah. And they take all them animals and shit like that and then wash their booty out. Cold and blow. Yeah.
Right, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. I saw it, man. Once I bust a nut, it's over with.
Right.
It's over with.
Real talk, dude. You ain't lying.
I'm going to get a Jimmy John sandwich.
I'll get the number for the turkey tucker with no tomatoes and all the sprouts you can give me.
I need nutrients.
I would be the hugest.
Yeah, but that one when I was like 21, I could fuck 5-6 hours.
Oh my
not
god!
No more.
I can't oh completely hit on porno because it still gets me through the day sometimes. You know what I mean? But
what's some of your favorite? Like I have, like
I have a few favorites. Yeah,
my favorite. Well, she used to be a favorite. She gained a lot of weight, but she doesn't. She didn't stretch, which is kind of
who?
Pinky. She didn't stretch, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't know Pinky.
Yeah, she. I know Pinky Plink Hair. Yeah, I know. Yeah, she, I know she.
She's pretty dope. Like she's pretty dope.
That's
like,
when you watch porno when it. You know the name.
Haven't seen it.
Wesley Pipes.
Yeah. Oh.
That nigga's crazy.
We're talking about that motherfucker, man. But no, the thing that was cool about Pinky was like, her style was like, she was like, when she was like, get, like when she would give head, like she had like a BJ on tape that I've never seen before. Like the way she did, I was like,
Wait a minute. Which one was this one?
I don't know.
I'm going to research. Give the URL of it. Research. Like, and type it in. Style, and like
the way she like gives head, like she, the way she gives head is like a weird, like it's like different and it's like new. It's not just like, you know, they gag on it. Like she like treats it like it's a trophy and she like. It's weird, but like, and she has like these phrases, like at least when she first like.
I am on the edge of my seat right now. Like, what? Explain this.
She was, and I think that was like the thing that was cool about her. And her hair was like pink, and like,
yeah,
she could like, and she could like, she knew how to ride too. Like it was like
trying to make an ass.
Because I've seen some where chicks like they get on top, and it's like the boringest, and it's like the mm-hmm. boringest up and down I've ever seen in my life. Like
you got to make me work.
Because I think she used to be like a stripper too in
of course
in Atlanta, I think.
Or that's California, where they all started.
Yeah, she's dope though.
Gianna Michaels. Game for stripping. Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Gianna Michaels.
You read my
too.
Goddamn mind
for some reason.
Gianna Michaels is straight up hoe though.
Yeah, she is, ain't she?
She's like, give me the dick. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Like, she just loves that. Like, seriously loves that shit.
Brianna Love was my favorite for a long time.
Brianna Love's all right. Yeah.
Big booty white girl.
I have to look her
Gianna
up.
Michaels, nasty big booty all and hell. Big tits.
What about Sophie D?
Nasty as all.
Sophie D.
I ain't seen her in a long time.
The British chick? Yeah, she's cute.
I ain't seen her in a long time.
Ass for
there's
days.
A chick from Brazil named Babaloo.
Oh, yeah, I know who she is. She thick as all hell.
Yeah. She's bad,
but thick in a good way.
And she don't speak. She doesn't speak
no
English.
She's
like, hi.
You ever seen some of those Caribbean girls on there? Same fucking thing.
They's wild, man. I'm gonna have to go down to Brazil. Really, what's going on?
But I'll stay on this for a couple seconds and then get off. Wesley Pipes, take that motherfucker. Spit on that motherfucker. Oh, you nasty. Spit on that motherfucker.
And he got two fucking tattoos of a pistol. Guns
on his hips. On his abdomen.
Right,
y'all know about... Oh, God. Speaking of fucked up tattoos, y'all know about Jared Allen's tattoo?
No.
Jared Allen.
The guy from the Vikings,
Yeah, this defensive end. 69 is his number he wears, by the way. On a weird coincidence. He has a tattoo right above, like in his groin area, right above his situation that says, all you can eat with an arrow pointing down. Damn. I swear to God.
That's real as hell.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That means you got money.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Thus, which brings me back to my whole point. Porno's a motherfucking lie.
They are. Yep. They are.
I've had my fair share of this and that. Man. And I've never had no girl do no nasty shit like that ever. Mainly because I'm kind of a bitch. I don't like to, you know, ask. I want her to fucking do it. I don't want to have to ask. Because then that make me seem like an asshole. Won't you stick your finger in my ass? You know, it's just kind of weird.
That's the thing that's interesting is like when you think about these films, like, I'm not taking away from any of them. Because let's say some of them are like how they act on tape. But I'm sure like some of them, like, they want to be... separate from that, which is kind of strange. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when I go to work, I'm Malik at work, and then when I leave, it's like I am in my element. But like, it's kind of weird, like with the chicks, man, and for like the dudes, it's kind of interesting because like for the dudes, I'm sure they don't get as much flack as the women do. Like I'm sure like the girls, like it's still that double standard. I think in society, it's still like a patriarchal, male dominated system. So like with women, I'm sure like just because they do this on tape. And they're still being dominated. They're looked at as like, you could walk up to one in a grocery store and be like, "Hey, you trying to fuck?" And they might get mad, like, "But bitch, you was just fucking on tape." Like,
I was just watching in the Jeep.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, in the perception they create, it's no terrible. Doubt, man. Like it's but they say it's entertainment at the same time. It's
for
weird,
real.
You know?
For real. I don't know.
But it is a lie.
Could you date? Could I mean, ask Melly the question?
No. Everybody wants. Could you date a girl? I couldn't because
you
like,
couldn't date a girl.
Just
the
for the fact that like so many other people in the I heard syphilis is going around bad.
Word?
In that industry. Yeah. In porno.
Shit.
You're confused?
Shit. Motherfucker, don't they drug test?
I never wear anything less than a duffel bag on my car. Right. So, you know,
you never just like.
No, I'm kidding. But you never just. You know, the point is.
You never just
like,
put the dick up to the pussy and be like, she gonna stop me?
It's one of those things in life that is so.
She ain't stopping me. She ain't stopping me.
You already know.
It's one of those simple things in life. If you don't know a girl and you're getting with her, man, even if you do know her, maybe you don't know her as well as you think you do.
Right, right.
Put on a fucking rubber. That's my message
diseases,
of the day.
Unwanted children.
Yeah, like, Jesus,
do.
Like,
do
that's
going to
be my next music series, 315.
And get your fucking self tested.
My second one is going to be called Unplanned Pregnancy Friday Nights for free on the 15 series.
Yeah, it is. Unplanned Pregnancy.
Every song I'm going to make is after I got done.
Do what I do. Act like you don't have sex with a girl and swab the pussy with a fucking, what do you call one of them,
pap smears?
Cotton balls, whatever. Yeah. Mail that shit off. She'll never know. You get it tested right there. You never know.
Motherfuckers look at me weird when I tell them I get tested every 6 months, and it's like, why the hell would that be weird, man? I want to make sure my shit is straight, you know what I'm saying? So I can say with full confidence to a girl, no, I don't got shit.
But you
got like,
to be getting pussy to be fucking...
Yeah, nice try. good try. Come on, man.
How you get tested, son?
I'm a local rapper.
Looking at your hand, where you been? Who you been with, bitch?
It definitely is a misconception, dude. And
it's a dirty motherfucker right here.
Even the fact of
this
like...
is a dirty motherfucker right here.
Even if you think about like old school pornos or like new school ones, like the old school ones had story galore out the ass, like plots and shit. Like I remember this one when I was younger, it was called In and Out of Africa, and they had a plot where like this white like princess was kidnapped by a black voodoo jungle. So this like white like Crocodile Dundee motherfucker was running around in different like tribes and
fucking
was banging all the African chicks to get to the chick that he was trying to find. He never finds her, but like at the end, like the white princess wakes up and like the black voodoo king fucks the shit out of her and like they fuck for like an hour
and she loves
great.
It
yeah
and she turns out it's, you know what
and
I'm
I think
bullshit.
She was one of the chicks that, she was one of the chicks that was in that HBO special that,
word
yeah, that, oh yeah
dude that tape is from like,
I think
the
you're
80s.
Right
they, yeah I think I know you're talking about because there's one of them that's been around for a minute but she still look good
she has blonde hair I think
I know you're talking about she still look good for like however old she is I'd knock it out
yeah
alright more out. Smites and likes
can I just say something
you was pretty quiet over there.
This is the most silent I've ever been in an entire basement podcast because
you got two extra people
because
he got church to go
I don't watch home. I have no idea anything you guys just talked about.
Oh my god, Gianna Michaels.
All the people
just google
nothing.
Gianna Michaels.
I have no idea who these people are.
I know you white meat out.
Jay's not bad but she's ugly in the face.
No man,
she ain't married.
She's ugly in the face.
She ain't married yet. You ain't married
she
yet.
Got,
you don't
like,
know about porn.
Crinkly, like,
you will.
KFC chicken.
It's in your future.
Skin face.
She's it's in your future.
My
she's
horrible in the
very,
face.
Very unattractive.
Wow. So, Jason.
Smite it.
Oh, no, you do? No,
approved,
I thought you smite porno.
I approve it, but I smite it.
Okay, well, it's
so
a double.
Yeah, so, I mean, just because I found the bullshit in it. Mm-hmm. Don't mean it ain't beneficial.
Okay,
it probably keeps a lot of motherfuckers from raping people. Mm-hmm. Keep that PSI pressure down on your pick, on your dick. You gotta keep that pressure down.
Second, shit, come on.
You gotta keep it down before you hurt somebody.
Oh my gosh.
Poke your eye out, Tony.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead.
No, he's up.
And he just went.
Or if you jerk,
are you kidding me? We just went
chest,
for his whole thing.
Did we go around? And, I thought we all did like all of our like it or smile.
Oh, no. We go around.
Oh, okay.
We go around.
All right. I feel like so shitty because like mine's like nothing compared to.
Oh, that's cool.
No, we man. Talking about it, who knows where it's going?
It's like it or smite it.
World Cup soccer.
Oh hell, you like that?
Oh hell, you like that shit?
What?
I don't have shit to say about soccer, so I'm gonna be a quiet motherfucker.
You like that?
African people play it, and Mexican people at King Park play it. You know they look like they have some competitive ass games.
Real black.
That's all I know. That's all I know. Yeah. So
American black, look at that shit.
Get in the motherfucking corner and kick that motherfucking soccer ball. Get that motherfucking goal.
They say motherfucking funny, don't they?
MUD.
Hey, I love y'all from Africa, but y'all cuss funny.
MUDDEFUGGI.
Like motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Dude. All right, I'm done.
No, we're fine.
That's so nasty. That's fine. Right. That's analytical and background.
That's not me talking, so I ain't worrying about it.
They don't endorse those stereotypes.
No.
Mally doesn't either. I just happened to make the joke.
So he said like, Mally said
you like.
Get
in that motherfucking corner and kick that motherfucking cycle. Anyways,
okay, go ahead.
I say like.
Yeah, I say you like it.
I say you like the shit too.
Oh no, I love that shit.
I know you did. But
no, and it's funny because I've never watched soccer any other time ever. I could give two shits about soccer. I know they're very talented, athletic, endurance, stamina, all that shit. I never care. But it's just like the Olympics, man.
Yeah.
When all the countries are involved, you get interested. You get very like I know soccer's like a boring sport. I understand
that shit boring.
But the only way I would watch it
if some buck
but the fans make it. The fans make it for me. Like the crowds are always so insane at World Cup matches. Like fuck MLS, like whatever. That don't mean shit. But you see like 100,000 fans in one place like going nuts over shit. I don't know. That kind of just grabs me so hard and like I don't know, and all the players are amazing from all the countries. It's just good to see all these countries.
My problem with soccer is I'll watch a game, I'll be into it, because it gets exciting, and then it'll be like, almost score a goal, and then almost score a goal, almost score a goal, and I'll be like, I'm going to go get a beer. And then I'll get a beer, and then they score a goal! And I'm like, God damn, I missed the whole... And that's the only one of the whole match. So I'm like, I missed the match. You know what I mean? Like, that was it.
The one goal that the guy scored,
that was it.
My favorite shit is when the crowds try to get close to the field and crush that shit and fall the fuck off in the stadium. If that happened every game, I would watch.
That's scary.
And soccer's the most popular sport
in the world.
Just not in America. You know what I'm saying?
It's because we like baseball.
No, football, man. Football, basketball, or way before baseball.
You gotta cut it.
It's good, but I just want to add something else. See what it tastes like.
Yeah, I know. Like, and USA's not even that good in soccer.
It ain't all that tight.
That shit nasty.
I could have told you. You didn't ask.
Told Chris to be on that bullshit.
You didn't ask.
Shit. You asked me. I'd have told you. Go ahead. Your life.
Mally's up.
Mally, what you got?
Likes it or smites it?
Religion.
Religion. Oh, he getting deep.
Well, that's like, deep on it.
What? Any specific type of religion?
Dealing with the complexity of how you discuss porno, I'm going to say you smite.
No, I'm going to say you like it. Wait a minute.
Just be honest.
Wait a minute. Religion, as an umbrella, like religion.
Yeah, just in general.
You smite it.
I'm going to say smite.
I'm going to say you smite
it.
I'm going to even prep smite it the sound clip.
I'm going to say you like it.
2-1.
Okay. I'd have to... I guess it's kind of like how Tone was on the pornographic issue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on both sides. I guess I'm more...
The infamous like and smite.
The infamous double like and smite.
I guess I'm more... I appreciate people. I guess... And I don't like to force my beliefs on anybody else, but I'm more, at least I consider myself to be more spiritual than religious.
It's exactly.
Because the funny thing is, you talk about some stuff.
The spiritual is from within, religion from the outside.
Right. And I feel like, it's funny because like I feel like when you think of religion, it's like, it like separates people in a sense. Or not all, but I feel as if you have people like even if you think about politics, when people think, "Oh, I'm a right wing," or "I'm a left wing," or "I'm,"
it creates distance between people because
people feel as if just because they have different ideals. Because the funny thing is, it's like what in the fuck makes you different from a person who says they're right wing or left wing? It's like, yeah, let's say like we want to think that most conservatives make a ton of money, but then there's conservatives who are broke as shit too.
Broke as hell, voting against the
But then you have even some people who are like, you know, Democrats and probably make decent money and mm-hmm. are rich as fuck, and then you have ones that are poor too. Mm-hmm. But like, I think the funny thing is like, religion is just like politics. Those two things, you know, they're always like, when you're at the workplace, never discuss religion and politics.
Yes.
You'll like lose a friend almost. Like, yeah, somebody, man. Because yeah. I have best friends who are even atheists, and sometimes there's been times when growing up it's been like tough, like, I don't believe in shit. Like, I don't believe in a God or any of that. And it's just like, well, damn. Man. It kind of fucks me up sometimes. Like,
cause that'll be something up, more than yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And I be getting fucked. I get fucked up over that shit. Like, damn. Like, they don't believe in nothing. Like, then if that's the case, then, like, what the hell? Like,
why do you even exist? Mm-hmm. What's the point? You, just, you know, working like, shit and
yeah. If yeah, it's kind of interesting to me, but I like the fact that I think. One thing I could say is like I think it was made to like control people in a sense. Like,
oh yeah, no, know? No, no question. If you go back mm-hmm. even through history, yeah. like whether or not you believe in God or right, or right, whatever right. particular religion you might believe in,
right.
there's always been a system of control, especially with like empires and mm-hmm. you know Roman empires like and stuff like that. It's just a, yeah, it's right. definitely a measure of control.
But that's why I was confused because I know when you said religion. I originally said like it, but then that's what I was asking. Do you mean religion? Because I think I know you as a I would refer to you as a spiritual person, not this is the doctrine of the whatever faith. You're right. just spiritual and you right. believe in a higher power. Where like religion like is an umbrella term of like of a moral code and a rigid strictness.
When I can, I attend a church that's a Christian church, a Southern Baptist church. You know Jesus Christ, and you know, but I. As I've grown up, I always look at life as like that battle between good and evil almost, you know, like
that's always that way,
you know, and that's how I've always looked at it, especially since I've gotten older. The religious piece, like I'm a Christian, and then if you don't necessarily follow right. these things, you're going to hell, or in the mm-hmm. other religions, if you indulge in certain things or if you believe it, you know what I mean, like it's yeah. so tough.
Oh, it's something to put you on out.
Yeah,
it's so finite. It's yeah. it's very cut and dry, and right it's, yeah
you mean no pork and white women,
right?
Damn.
Exactly. Islam.
I can't fuck with y'all.
NOI. Exactly.
Because I agree with you, because I've always the NOI is, in the way that I've grown up, I'm a Unitarian, which is a long way to explain, but basically I believe in God, but basically Unitarianism is based mm-hmm. upon the principle of be a good person and live your life the right way and make good choices. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of what they preach in our church. Mm-hmm. And I agree with a lot of mm-hmm. Christian principles, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And like a lot of the ideas,
right.
but then the absoluteness of yeah. everything, right, that's what scares me away.
Yeah. The bullshit of it all is that it all comes from the same place.
Right.
It all started from somewhere. This one dude was like, you know what? I don't like what the fuck y'all doing. Yeah. I'm taking what mm-hmm. I like about this, and I'm going to call it this.
Yeah.
I like what y'all doing, but I'm taking this part, and I'm calling it this.
Yeah, all right. the splinters. All the splinters yeah. that splinter off.
And, like, and if you think about, like, let's say, like, if we wanted to compare it to, like, a neighborhood that's complex. You got trees. You got buildings. You got people here. Think of a neighborhood, and then, I know this is a little different because religion is like a written down thing in a book or a piece of paper or held in a, I don't know, in a suppository or whatever, or a depository of like a system or something like that. But like neighborhoods evolve over time most of the time. Like mm-hmm. some don't. Like if you, like, because I'm sure there's some places in like, let's say like smaller towns like Wisconsin, if you go there, they don't look like metropolises. They don't look modern, quote unquote. They don't look like contemporary. A town. Like they look like towns. Like they still got, you know,
the square.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They look very like they move. They look like they move very slow. The, you know, they stay open to like 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap after 8.
Yeah. But like when you think about religion or certain areas, like think of a neighborhood that just has changed. Like different people have come by and like added their changes yep. to it. And I feel like the original, what it was really talked about, has, you know, I honestly do believe that it's changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not what it was the first person interpreted it as. And mm-hmm. I feel like whoever wrote that shit was a hell of a creative writer, because mm-hmm. a lot of that shit is like the parables that Jesus told
mm-hmm.
in those days were like creative as shit. Like,
wait a minute, Moses lived to be how old?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
Well, and it's crazy because
Noah was 932 years old.
Right.
How did y'all count?
And some people fives? Can't even make it to 50.
Like, like how did y'all count by 10s? Well,
and you're talking about small towns, and it's a good point because, you know, I'm like not trying to talk shit or anything, but after going on tour, like you in some of the cities that we went to were smaller cities, and you live in a bigger city, so you think that everyone is like aware of everything going on, but it's not like that. Right. Like, and in smaller towns, like,
they don't know they, a damn thing, yeah.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm saying it.
But, okay, well, that's on you. But in those smaller towns, like, they still stay on the path of those certain beliefs and opinions, and they don't divert from them or take the time to even discuss them sometimes. Like, it is truth,
it is.
And... That's that. Like, there's no, you know what I mean? There's no room for debating it at all, which is
why they still smoke.
Kind of dangerous and scary to me, just in an evolution sense and just in, you know, being able to interact and get along with all people from different cultures. Because if you're so stuck in your beliefs that you can't think outside them, then, you know, I don't know.
It's almost like motherfuckers saying Barack Obama's from Kenya.
They still do. And that's the thing, and that's the thing that fucks me up is because, like, religion, like, and it's like, I've seen from all, and actually, like, all religions, like, whatever you believe, like, I've seen good and I've seen bad in, like, all of them. And I think that just comes from, like, being able to just think for yourself. But, like I said, like, that's why I like it. But then there's a lot of me that dislikes it, too, because I remember when I'm getting, like, a little bit further past now is... below the surface is Frederick Douglass. Like, he has this, if you haven't read it, it's called The Narrative of an American Slave, I believe. And he talks about, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, and, you know, that the devil's there to, like, you know, the battle between good and evil, basically. Like, you have to look at it that way. And he said, I believe in Christianity, I am a Christian, but I don't follow the quote-unquote white Christianity at that time. He's speaking in context of the slave masters to why...
Right.
They were saying, why are we whooping your ass right now and you got to work in the field every day? You can't run. You can't be free. Because what they were, like, forcing on the slaves was
Christianity.
But it was that, he said, I believe in Jesus Christianity, but I don't believe in the white Christianity. And nothing against you guys. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no, the white devils.
Yeah. But in that sense, it makes sense.
Tell these white devils.
Exactly. Because even Malcolm X says that shit. He's like... White is almost like a mind state, like, or black is like a mindset. You know,
I wouldn't even completely disagree with that.
You know,
yeah, and that's still like, that still
I
is.
See color. I just see titties.
To me, that's one of the reasons that there's still a dividing line between black and white people is. There's mindsets for certain cultures and certain
rigidity.
And I can't blame for anyone for wanting to cling to something that's their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't blame them for that at all. But I also see that you stay too, like, on your own stuff, then that's kind of dilutes you from being able to connect with other people sometimes. All right,
but I can see I think we're changing as a nation because in my job, I can't say what it is, but in my job, I see the things.
I think major progression has been made.
The things that I grew up with and the terms that I grew up with, they have no idea what it is. Because one of my fellow coworkers had a thing up and they were calling themselves his last name Monkeys, right? Yeah. And he didn't know. And he had a couple of black students in there and they had a little thing they put on. And the other teacher was like, no, you can't do that. He didn't understand why. Mm-hmm. And neither did the kids. They had no idea. You know, these kids nowadays don't know that when you call somebody a monkey, a black person a monkey, that's a derogatory term.
Right.
So I do see improvement. I think once all these old motherfuckers start dying off, then
we're going to get on then, to all the...
All that old bullshit. Well, that's and we're going to have more equality in the neighborhoods. Then motherfucking weed is going to be legal. You know.
No.
All the good
don't
shit.
Even, let's not tangent. E-O-B. Let's not tangent that shit. But you've seen that. You've seen Clerks too, right?
Yeah.
Where they talk about porch monkeys. Mm-hmm. Like that whole segment about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like he didn't know.
That's what it was.
In the movie.
Didn't know his grandmother was racist. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, we got a little deep. So, you're like it or smite it.
Like it or smite it. Simple. Will I am.
Smite this shit.
Yeah. Smite with a capital smite.
So, but this
that was too
but
easy.
But our
you don't even have to say what it is.
But our answer is based upon what we think you think.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's easily Smite.
I'm
just guessing and say Smite.
I don't know.
That's too easy.
Just from what his
how
hair,
you not
his
know?
Haircut and the outfit. No, shows. Fucked up.
But you like some fucking whack shit sometimes.
Oh, I like some whack shit sometimes.
Sometimes you like whack shit, but
you're not talking to a
Knuckles.
I'll still say Smite. I still say Smite.
I already played it.
Better blow that shit.
I already played it. I already played the Smite.
Oh.
I already played that Smite.
So you already basically did like the easiest one ever.
Well, yeah, it's just, man, here's why I gotta bring it up again. I gotta bring it up again because he's still around. We apparently still care for this man. Like, America, stop it.
I don't listen to
America,
shit.
Do you?
I don't know about it. You force to it when you go somewhere out and about and you have no play. You have no choice, but...
No, see, that's what I'm saying. The problem is we do have a choice. Everyone's like, oh, they play it on the radio. Turn off the radio. They will stop playing it.
We ought to start a new segment. Like, if you saw him in the street, who would you slap?
Will I am. Fucking am.
Youngberg.
He's like,
as,
nah.
As Neo said with three fingers. They're like, hey, it was Fat Man Scoop. Hey, yo, Neo, who would you slap with three fingers, son?
Ah, man, I would probably have to, like, you know, slap Youngberg with three fingers, man.
I might slap Gianna Michaels on the ass, but besides
man,
that,
I slap shit out of Will I Am. I mean,
man,
just,
she's dope.
It's just.
Open all fingers up. And
yeah, it's embarrassing.
Like a cow.
It's embarrassing. It embarrasses me. It like embarrasses me to be an American because that's what this is the
come on.
What you think it do to us? You white.
Look at man. Look at other cultures when they look at American popular music. What do they listen to?
Send us back.
Yeah.
That nigga is so
they bad. Think that's what we are. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not all.
You're the richest,
think we
wackest
are.
Motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Will I Am?
Wake up.
There's way more popular dudes than Will I Am.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. What? She just as bad.
Who is more popular than Will I Am? Other than Jay Z.
I'm sure
there's more popular people than.
I'm sure.
Will
don't,
I am?
You put me on the grill
popular
spot.
In what sense?
Kanye, obviously.
Face recognition.
I would have to. There's a few more.
I mean, like other
rock bands.
They're probably all in the same vein.
Other
though.
Lil
like,
Wayne.
I don't want. But he's definitely not Jay Z status.
Oh hell no.
Or
thank
Kanye.
God no. I fucking moved to Canada. If that motherfucker was making money like Jay Z.
But
I'm
like,
sure Will I Am is struggling.
You know, I will say one thing. I haven't listened to a whole record of his. I haven't even heard a whole Black Eyed Peas album. So
not the first two were acceptable.
Okay.
First two accept everything after that bullshit.
But lately, I haven't really been a fan of not necessarily the music, but more so even like the costume dude had on. Like just the whole, I feel like
with
sometimes.
With the play
yeah,
or whatever.
The Gumby cut, like Tupac had it in Juice. Like I feel like some people might try.
But that was the 80s though.
Yeah. I feel like it might be early.
You can't
early
be Tupac.
But I feel like some people, maybe in some sense, I think people might not like the fact that like people go out of their way to be original. They try too hard, and I think now in this day, you kind of have to be in that mindset. Like a lot of people are in that mindset. Like I'm gonna try and do what's original or what hasn't been done. Like so, they like sit in the room and like in the basement and like. Try to figure out shit to like.
Nigga, I can go in
out.
My I can go in my
like
grandfather's cars and
war show.
Spray paint some shit,
yeah.
And put it on. That nigga is whack.
Right.
But his music ain't shit original about it.
That's what I'm. That's
that
what
nigga's
I'm
taking
saying.
Old
everyone's
80s
saying,
shit.
Everyone's saying, oh, it's like
new.
No,
like that.
You can make a Quincy Jones record just the same.
Yeah. That's Video Killed the Radio Star.
It's rehashed,
which is like
so
the first
rehashed.
Fucking video that was played on MTV back in 1982 in the 80s.
81?
But it was in 80 something.
It's early.
Yeah.
Is that maybe even my birth year? 83?
80 something player. That shit is ooh hoo hoo hoo.
That might even be before 83, actually. It might be 82.
Yeah. Oh, and no. Either way it goes.
I wanna just say I'm not Sammy. I'm not squashing like popular dance music because people want to dance and let's be real, hip hop originated.
But there's way other popular dance music you can buy.
Hip hop originated for people to go and dance and to shake it off.
Correct.
But like when you got 13 songs about the same fucking stupid thing and your vocals consist of, yeah, I'm bouncing at the club. There's nothing at all.
That ain't even that
there's
good.
There's absolutely no substance
at
all. Michael Jackson made dance music, but his songs had some
we're fucking amazing.
Meaning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, you can make dance music, but it doesn't have to be stupid. Like, you don't have to.
Right.
It all started with Where's the Love?
Where's the love?
and I said, what is this bullshit?
And the other reason I hate Will.i.am so much is because I remember him rapping on a couple of earlier verses, and I think he had a line like, rappers nowadays, they're Orville Redenbacher. They're like quick to go pop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He invented the pop rap shit.
Pop Daddy did that.
Yeah, I know, but now he is like blown up.
Pop rap music though.
And Lil Wayne.
But he's blown up. He is blown up to some. Yeah.
They had pop joints.
But here's what I'm saying. He started out knocking people like that, and now he has become the ultimate god.
I mean, there's all
of things like that.
But I mean, if you think about it, there's all kinds of people that went pop, but still kept it real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can go pop and keep it real. You don't have to go pop and be.
The thing that's interesting, like when you sell out, is like hard gangster like rap songs used to get played on the radio. You see,
yeah,
like right. Major play on it. Like,
well, in Chicago, they still do.
N.W.A. All that.
Go back to at least when I first like my first rap tape was a Criss Cross tape, totally crossed out when like back in like '92 when I was in what was that 19 years ago? So I was six. So that's kindergarten. Went to Chico. I never forget. I bought the tape. Was happy as hell, listened to that motherfucker over and over and over again, jump, this and that, and knew the lyrics. And then, like, and at the time, I didn't consider that to be pop music. I was like, oh, it's a rap. It's
right.
Rap shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you were into. That was it.
But then, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony came along, like, a year or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was, like, the total opposite of what them motherfuckers was talking about. They talking about, I'm good at rap, I'm the Mac Daddy this, blah, blah, blah. My clothes are on backwards.
There was
Bone
a definite
Thugs
shift.
And Harmony, you like now when I'm old enough
like
and I can listen to this shit like Thuggish Ruckish Bone, they talking about being broke, poor, getting high, robbing people,
the
whole shit like coming up on a come up, creeping on a come up was about like robbing people, smoking weed, and living in Cleveland. Basically, the whole album, but
it was on
they
the radio.
Was playing that shit on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing that on the radio and they had videos for that shit that.
Yeah, with pit bulls and all. Yeah,
the shit has changed. Like there is no. The thing is, there's no equal distribution of all types of rap music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no equal representation.
It's an oversaturation of one.
Of one type. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The club. I got swag. I got this. I got that.
I'm going ham.
And I used to. Yeah, exactly. And don't get me wrong. I don't knock that shit because I think the reason why people do not like it so much is because that's all that gets publicized now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what makes money. And I feel like, not to say that rap didn't make money back then, but I feel like now people are like,
but this shit
really
is just easier
advantage.
To produce. And
exactly. You can do electronic shit now. So it's like, and I almost feel like the blogs are like the new A&R or the new label.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. Oh, man.
Totally.
So
yeah, you don't even need to fucking go major anymore.
Nope. Because, and if you think, and like, not to knock blogs or anything like that, but I feel like, like when I went to South by Southwest, I seen a lot of the cats who were like blown up on the internet. Like I'm not gonna like the Dom Kennedys, the Kendrick Lamars, the Stallies, like whatever. A lot of those guys are blown up on the internet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they have some songs here that are dope. I love Stallies' music, like I really like his shit. But like there's some people who are like blown up on the internet, but when you see them live, it's like they can't perform.
They don't know how to. They can't.
Yeah, they can't perform. So it's like, how in the fuck are they considered like really nice, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to work a fucking? Because
they didn't come up.
Yeah,
they didn't
exactly,
come up on
exactly.
that shit. It's
and
all
that's
studio
what I'm saying
shit.
Is because they, I think we're so sick of like the same type of rap, and a lot of us revert back to I'm in the club, I got swag, is because it seems to be the only thing,
only way you can get on the rail.
That's period. Getting pushed.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. Sad. All right. Oh.
When
man, why
back
you bring
in the day,
Will.i.am.
It seemed like we had all kinds of different people. Like remember the. It's like, I remember if I turned on the radio, I could hear a song by this chick named Nonchalant. 5 o'clock in the morning, where mm-hmm. you gonna be?
Yeah, outside, yeah, I remember that.
Gonna, you better get just. And that song was like pretty conscious and metaphoric, but she was rapping. She could spit. Thuggish Ruckish Bone. Then you had, you know, your Heavy D joints. You had, mm-hmm. you had like a mix.
Wild, Tone Loc.
Yeah, you
Rob
had
bass, all that.
You
shit.
Had pop rap. You had the in betweens, and then you had the underground motherfuckers on the radio getting love.
Everything,
too. Yeah,
everything.
You had everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like it's that one type,
one
of rap
kind
of
song that produced
pushed.
Or got some kind of
production
feature from somebody
too,
else.
Yeah.
If Lil Wayne is on one motherfucking song. On the radio, man, that nigga was everywhere about a year ago. Every song that came on the radio, Lil Wayne. Now he's got a new joint out with what's her name?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Okay, so, anyway, let's move on.
So I know shit. How you feel, man.
Let's move on. All right, my like it or smite it. Modern gangster rap.
What, like Yeezy?
Hmm.
Like Young Jeezy?
Any of them?
I'll say smite.
Smite it. You totally smite it.
You're right. I do smite it. I smite that. I smite it because the shit is gay now. Mm-hmm. And I mean it in the sense that these dudes supposed to be hard, like Wiz Khalifa, all these new cats coming up, supposed to be hard and talking about hard, but they the first one to run out taking their shirt off, you know, posing, trying to look pretty, mm-hmm. all on the mic, but talking about shooting niggas up. I was like, come on, man, y'all ain't that hard. Mm-hmm. You ain't hard at all. Shit is mad gay.
I don't really even have respect for, like, gangster rap as a genre.
Because they ain't gangsters, man. I mean, gangsters ain't out in the streets. I mean, gangsters out in the streets. They ain't got time to be rapping.
No, that's that's like the Lil Wayne line, though.
But if you wanna, if you wanna a valid point, Ice Cube, as hard as his music was, never been locked up. I even think Ice Cube went to school.
It's always been a front.
Technical school, yeah.
It's always been a front.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a front, and I guess
because you rap too damn nice to be in the studio to be that motherfucking hard. Like, mm-hmm. there's no way you could have that much time to put out that much material.
Because you're too busy hustling.
I hate to say it, but I like that Lil Wayne line. Real G's move silent like lasagna.
Yeah, real G's move silent. Good line.
Good line.
That's kind of the truth. Then he was talking about his jail sentence. He said, I went through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Right. It makes sense. But the thing that's interesting is that it definitely has changed. Like a lot of people, I think since the internet is so widely spread now, like you can easily access shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's easy to find out Rick Ross was a correctional officer before
and stole before his identity.
Yeah, people didn't know about who you were until you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, back in the 90s, there was no way to track that kind of stuff down. That kind of information wasn't readily available.
Come out nowadays and talking all that shit and saw that they were soft as jello.
Even then, what's the point of the gangster mentality rap music? Like, you're essentially a cancer upon, you sell things to people that kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And you brag about it, like
to who though? Because I think in those environments, you like Joe Budden had a line where he said,
and that's an underrated cat right there.
Yeah, he said my people snipe him, I just write the hook about it. And I took that line and I was like, because he talks about a lot of like hard shit in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
like he says my people snipe him, I just write the hook about it. Like he's seeing shit,
but he ain't doing shit.
And he put it out there like, I just write the hook about it, like,
right.
But a lot of people misconstrue it when they don't listen to certain pieces. Right. Like they don't dissect everything. They don't listen to all of it. Or even if you think about a song where he says, there's a song, a joint he has called "Pray for Me" or "Pray for Them" or whatever it's called, and he has a line where he's like, he says, "I'm not the nigga. I'm the little ass." Riddle ass came from middle class. Like he talks, like he's breaking stuff down, like to let you know, like.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta listen.
Yeah, but the thing is with cats who can write and have lyrics, like for somebody like when a dude's talking about like it's easy to freestyle or rap about like your guns this long or your house is this big or your money's fat as easy. But I think the thing is it's interesting is like the new gangsters like they make it. Not even to say back then they glamorized, but I think even more so now since there's been. Like, there's a lot of more other factors that play into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I don't know all the factors, but I know that it's definitely different because it's different than what gangster rap used to be, or even cats who just smoke weed and make an album about damn near like smoking weed, like Wiz Khalifa, like
rolling paper.
His whole persona is like, in my opinion, like I stole your girlfriend, I fucked your girlfriend, I smoke weed all the time. I drink and I party.
And then I head out in my new car.
Yeah. Push to start. So,
But I told him, we talked about him on the last podcast. I said one reason I like him because he puts the ER at the end of everything.
Yeah.
He don't say motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, paper. I like him. He actually enunciates. I said that's why
he
I like
says
him.
His words correctly.
Yeah. You could be in Tom Cruise's English class.
Yeah. All right. I got one more before I dip out here.
Go ahead.
Analytical dipping out. Sorry, y'all.
Go ahead, but what's your like and smite?
And yours was gangster rap.
Right.
Yep. Go ahead.
Morning gangster rap. God, you killing it. All right. Yeah. 90s Nickelodeon TV shows.
Oh, like, man.
Like it.
The ad crack? Or whatever the fuck it was.
You can't do that on television.
You're talking about guts, and you're talking about aggro crag, but actually I'm not referring to that.
You're talking about Hey Arnold and Rocko's Modern Life.
Or Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Some others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocko's Modern Life, dude, I watched that shit on some mushroom. That was some deep shit.
Or, what? Wasn't Rugrats on Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
I watched that shit. I say you like it.
What about Doug when Pork Chops at the end of the credits?
And he's dancing, by the way.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, the dog got rhythm.
He was doing a two-step.
Yeah.
Doug was the business. All right, what is it?
So what was the votes?
I said like.
I'm a like smife.
Like smite.
Okay.
The double
because coming back around again.
I like it now, smite it, or liked it then, smite it now sense. I liked like half of it and smited the other half.
At the time.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yes. Like, Rocko's Modern Life, if you watch that shit is fucking amazing.
It's hilarious. It's totally so funny. Messed up,
and
but it's
like Ren and Stimpy. It's crazy and like such a great comment on society.
Gotta watch
it. I have to like Alex Mack because homegirl Alex Mack was like my first crush.
Oh,
ever
yeah.
In my
what is
life.
Her name? Alicia?
Larissa Olenek is her name. Yes, I know that because she was my first crush, so I have to know that shit. Salute you your shorts.
Or is this the only one you have?
The only one I got.
What is that one? Blind Cassidy. Your album's dope.
Blind
I listened to it yesterday.
Sessions.
It's still in the package.
No, I have it because I'm on it. Those are all the CDs I've been a part of.
Oh, okay. Like your capacity. I love your album. I listened to it yesterday. Why is it still in the plastic?
Because, man, I got telepathy.
I got two of them.
Well, this I got telepathy, bitch. Open it and listen to it. Anyways, continue.
No, man.
Fucked up.
Like, Salute Your Shorts, Alex Mack,
oh, yeah,
Rocko's Modern Life, all just like bomb shows. And then like there was other shows that obviously I can't remember because they were whack, but there was other shows like, y'all remember Stick Stickly?
Nope.
That was like the summertime little popsicle stick that talked during Nickelodeon summertime program. But
you watch it a little too much.
I watched it way too much and I'm fully admitting that. But there was other shows that were just like god awful. Like Pete and Pete was dope, there was other shows that
I remember that shit.
You can't remember the other shows because they weren't any good.
You know what was awesome on Nickelodeon?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? I remember
Legends.
Yeah,
of the
once again,
I loved horror.
You remember the shows that were good? Yeah. You
Legends
don't
of the
shows
Hidden
that
Temple.
Weren't good.
Huh? Which one?
Legends.
Yeah,
of the
I remember
Temple.
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That was a game show, and
what
they had
about
to
Goosebumps?
Do like, yeah, I remember Goosebumps.
That shit was so lame.
Yeah,
she wasn't even scared. I was like, man,
right.
This shit,
it was bad.
Those books. There's like 50 of those books, man. There was like 50 Goosebumps.
I bought about four.
Like I would still probably.
R.L. Stine. That was his name.
Dude. That guy must be. Rich
like J.K. Rowling and shit, like just
more like, dude. He got like 50
you,
books.
That's my next hustle right there.
See, I liked.
I need to buy one of them teen books. That
I still like 90s Nickelodeon. I would still watch Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Dude. There's they no got doubt. Hey Arnold and stuff on
have
Hulu right now. I've been watching
Rocko's
it.
World on
weed.
$20 bill.
Oh man.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right, y'all keep going. I gotta leave. All right,
man. Peace.
It's good to see you, my friend.
All right.
Anna Lyrical's leaving the building.
All right, man.
Peace out.
Y'all enjoy the rest of the podcast. Check out Mally at Soundset, bitches.
Yeah. You got another like it or smite it? We can do it quick and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I would have to say women, just in general.
Women.
And not in the...
I'm going to have to say both.
Yeah, and not in the sense, both. And I'm not questioning anybody's orientation at all. I'm just saying.
No, I know what you're saying.
Both.
I'm saying both.
I'll say smite it.
Maybe if I was George Michael.
Yeah, right. You can't
if
smite.
You let me know.
I'm saying both.
Yep.
Yeah, I love George Michael's music, by the way.
Yeah,
shout out to
true.
George Michael.
Yeah, that's true. Dope artist. Some good music.
Isn't he got something new coming out?
I don't know, man. But
I think
dope.
He does.
His first album, Faith.
Mm-hmm. Monster.
Man, going off on a side tangent before I get into my next topic, dude is phenomenal. Kissing a Fool, One More Try, Faith.
That was a dope song, One More Try. That was a dope
song.
That was a dope song.
I'm out of the loop again, man.
You don't fuck with George Michael?
Well, no, I don't fuck with him.
Yeah, you do.
But
not literally.
I mean, dude,
even his second album, I think it was either his second or third. Like, he has a couple of songs that were cool. Like, he had a song called Jesus to a Child. Like, mm-hmm. he had some shit where it was like, even his shit with Wham, like, mm-hmm. Wake Me Up Before.
Yeah, that like, pop song.
Like,
but I don't know, that Faith joint was.
Yeah, that whole album.
That was some good joints.
The funny thing is about growing up, man, like, my mom, like, she liked a lot of shit. Like, she liked, like, I don't know if you ever heard of Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh, yeah. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Oh, wishing well, man. Oh, crocodile.
Like a
he don't know nothing about it.
Stuck in time, still in time.
He don't know nothing about that.
No, I don't know. He's a rhythm on gamble.
Boy, that shit right there was that was the shit. That's it. You need to get on that. he went to the high note.
But George Michael, like, going back to him real quick, he killed it. But as far as women are concerned, like, I think the dopest thing, like, one of the dopest things in the world, but then also one of the most complicated things in the world too, which is weird. You know,
it's like that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's like
maybe that's what makes him so amazing.
Yeah.
The complication that
I want a simple bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to tell me what the fuck she.
You know the thing that's crazy about
even
like,
a simple one,
right?
Is not simple. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
I need one with no self esteem. Just do what the fuck I say.
Like make me a ham sandwich.
Hey, I didn't want ham. I wanted turkey. You know what I mean?
Bitch, like, I'm going to the moon.
All right.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Really, daddy, you're going to the moon, daddy.
Oh my God. Damn it, baby. Be home when I call.
Yeah. I'm calling from the moon. $10 a second. Long distance.
Why don't you go ahead and wire me that money?
But yeah, women are interesting because, like, I love them, but or like them, but then I smite them for a couple things. Like, the main thing I think that I would say about a chick that I smite is like the whole mind reading process. Like, like the whole damned if you do, damned if you don't syndrome that I think they have.
Yeah, because you like, they like, so what do you want to eat?
I don't care. What do you? Any way you want.
You then you're like, let's go to Chipotle.
Yeah.
I don't want Chipotle. I just asked where you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said you didn't care. But then I said Chipotle. But now you care. So now we're back to square one.
Yeah, we do this shit like, hey, I'm gonna go out with Fingers tonight. So is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, so it's not cool.
Yeah.
So it's not cool.
The couch. Yeah. You get back is a problem.
I said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I want to get to stay home that night, but you just wanted to go out. Like, bitch, why don't you tell me you want me to stay home?
Yeah, exactly.
Why I got to play all these games?
Right, mind games.
Yeah, like, just say what you want.
You know what?
Stick my tongue in your booty hole.
It's not mind games.
You gotta tell me.
It's not mind games.
You're gonna lick a man's butt? Hey, I was watching Comic View when they just had a rerun. This cat named Lester Bibbs like, hey, women, if you're gonna lick a man's butt, let them know. And if your man got a small Teletubby, don't be mad. Like, wow, I never heard nobody refer to a thing as a Teletubby.
I don't think it's what you were saying. I lost it. It's
the booty hole.
No, before the booty hole. Before the booty hole.
Guessing game.
It's not
mind
a
game. Yeah.
That's what it is. They want you're like they're like you're like oh hey I'm gonna go hang out with Fingers tonight,
mm-hmm.
and they want you to know that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to say, oh, that's okay. Because they want you to come to the conclusion, oh, maybe I should stay home.
Yeah.
Because they want you to come to it by yourself.
When mm-hmm. they really could just say that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, even if you do stay home all the time, then they like, don't you go somewhere. You always at home up underneath me. Won't you go out?
Right. All this glamour, glitz, and bullshit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your bowling alley and bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You can leave. If you got to see.
Why Martin. You trying to be like this?
Yeah. You got.
I've been trying to hear from up on that.
You got to see Martin Lawrence.
The Martin Lawrence.
His first stand up. His you so
Run Till That was good too.
Oh my lord!
Like, we got to watch that one.
No, he hips me. He hits me the stuff. He gives me.
Yeah. Martin Lawrence is You So Crazy. It's like it's so honest and so truthful. Like that's the thing. Like comedians, even Chris Rock, like they tell the truth about women. Like. It may make it funny,
mm-hmm.
but it's the truth. Yeah. Like
it's funny because
women
it's true.
Do that shit.
That,
man.
That's that age-old saying. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
If it wasn't based in reality, nobody would laugh at it.
For real.
But like all the guys in the audience, they start laughing. They're like, "God damn it, my wife does that exact same thing
all day long. She does that all day long."
So it's it resonates.
Right.
That's what makes it funny.
I'm gonna tell you, ladies, ladies out here listening, if you want to keep your man happy, you need to do a couple of things.
He wants to laugh so hard, like.
Here's what you do. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and eat your fucking dinner.
Talk less.
You cool?
Fuck more. That's it. That's it. Talk less, fuck more. Don't, and when you talk, have it be some meaningful shit. Because I tell you, don't talk when a man get home, and don't talk right when a man get ready to leave.
You got some battery.
Yeah, for real. Because, like, yeah, we're charging. Yeah, so what it is, women always fucking want to talk about shit, and men don't talk. We don't communicate. That's the way it is. We don't communicate, period.
No, we don't. Yeah. But actually, we do. Because we just only say what needs to be said, mm-hmm. and then we move on.
It's logic, man.
Move the fuck on, yeah.
Women, and one thing I've learned is
let's just take a hypothetical situation. Let's talk about where you want to go tonight. You'll say, I don't know, let's go to the bar. I'll be like, cool.
We don't even know what bar we're going. We're just getting in the bar.
Let's go to a bar. And we go in the bar. And we'll find a bar, we'll go there.
And get there, yeah.
If it's with a woman, hey, what do you want to do tonight? Well, I don't know, what do you want to do tonight?
Well, 7:30.
I just asked you because I want your input.
They answer with
I want your input. Mm-hmm.
And if you answer with a question, you south.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make decisions for yourself.
Yeah. Well, I want to go, I want to go to...
question first.
Bitch, I want to stay in. What's Domino?
That's boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then when I said, what did you want to do? Why didn't you say, well, I don't want to stay in? Then I'll know. I will remove that from my topics of discussion.
Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing. Like, I will give credit to Joe Rogan about this, but he was the truth. Like, women need to get off the bullshit that her man is her best friend mm-hmm. with her man. Mm-hmm. You know, she is not best friends with her man. Yeah. Period. You can't talk about other pussy with your woman. You know what I mean? And I don't mean necessarily that somebody you fucking.
Y'all keep it going. I got these.
All right. I'm not necessarily talking about somebody you done fucked. I'm talking about, like, pussy that you done had.
Wax nostalgic?
Yeah. Or if some girl walked by with a nice ass, you can go ahead and take a nice look at it. You know what I mean? Whereas if you with your woman, you got to act like you don't see this girl with this big, nice ass walking past you. You gotta act like you don't see that shit, so you gotta look her square in the eye. She looking you in your eye, see if you gonna look.
And you hold it like deadlock?
Yeah, you try to act like this. So I always, you like, fucking look at my cell phone. I'm like, oh, I'm looking at the big ass here. I'm not looking. See, I'm looking at my cell phone. You don't even like it when I play with my cell phone. Damned if I do, damned if I don't. So she regrets giving me the cell phone, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah. So anybody out there, I got the iPhone 4, and she hates that I have it. Because I'm always on it.
Can never put it down.
I cannot put it down. It's absolutely amazing. It is anything. All right, so we want to do like this, Mike, because I got one more. Do you got another one?
Nah, it's okay.
All right, this one should be easy. All right, now my next like it or smite it is deals with something that we hear on a daily basis.
Okay.
Some people do it wrong, some people do it right. But my like it or smite it is the saying like, any sayings that are like, it is what it is. It's all good.
You mean just sayings in general? Or
yeah. When people use those sayings like that, just blanket statements like that over something.
To cover all situations.
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, man, you know, you broke your leg. Oh, man, that's fucked up. Well, you know, yeah, it's all good.
You smite. You totally smite.
Yeah, I smite it. I smite it. Even though I catch myself using that shit when you like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good situation. Like, yo, you know so-and-so was talking shit about you. Oh, man, word? So good. Yeah, what it is, what it is. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Good. Yeah, man, it's all good.
It's going to be what it is. Smite. You sound like I smite it like a motherfucker, man.
I could tell you didn't like that shit.
Yeah, I hate the fact that, you know, people just use blanket statements like that, and it's rampant, and it makes me do it, and I hate doing it.
I don't like it when.
Oh man, it's all good.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Hey, baby, you look like a big old bomb of bullshit.
It's all good. The part I don't like about it is when, actually, it's really just the statement. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It is not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All good.
Usually, when you say that, it's applying to some bad shit.
Yeah, it usually means there's nothing good about the situation whatsoever.
You know what I'm saying? I got laid off. My old lady tripping. She talking about she pregnant with some other dude's baby.
But it's all good.
But it's all good.
No.
It's all good.
Ain't none of that shit good.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna be all right.
No, listen here, man. Not one thing you said was good.
That sounds horrible. I think I'm gonna kill myself.
Be legit. It is not good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, they said that. That's what my like it is. My that was my last one. So, that cool. kind of blanket statements. All right. So, like I said, Molly. I always say Molly, man. I don't know why. I look at it and I say Molly. Molly is gonna be at Soundset.
Yep. Thanks for coming by.
Now I might.
This
now
is single-handedly. Now, you know this is saying? Single-handedly probably one of the loosest Jason's Basement podcasts ever. In the history of Jason's Basement Podcast.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming by. Yeah, thanks for putting out quality tunes.
Real Nerd 15. Holla at them.
Quality tunes that we enjoy.
Melly.bandcamp.com.
Melly.bandcamp.com/Melly. And then we got
Facebook.com/Melly, MPLS.
Oh, you had to put it on there.
Or Facebook.com/Melly612.
Oh, 612. Fuck y'all from 953. Southside, baby.
And then, right.
That's how we sit.
Jason'sBasement.net and BackgroundNoiseCrew.com, Jason'sBasementBNC@gmail.com.
No doubt, hit us up.
Send us pictures of men sagging their pants way, way, way too low.
Deuces. All right.
Deuce.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And, all I got.
All right, all I got. Peace.
Yay.
She left it on that.
Yay.